The former PNC youth organizer Abu Ramadan says he hopes the EC will abide by the Supreme Court's ruling for it to explicitly submit the full list of persons who use the NHIS card to register for ID cards. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Ramadan said if the EC had complied with the earlier ruling, the back and forth at the Supreme Court on the cleaning of the voters' register would have been avoided.
The court, first and foremost, has removed that bit of ambiguity from the judgment. It is clear that really the Mercy's ruling had to do with those who registered using health insurance, and for that matter, the court had instructed to remove their names as that. But today's ruling, the interim orders given by the court, and this is to say the reason why it's called the interim orders is we still await the main orders from the court pending the outcome of these orders judges have given, the orders they've given currently. That the Electoral Commission should compile a list of all those who registered using the National Health Insurance card whose names are on the voters' register. That the Electoral Commission should compile that list and submit to the court on or before the 29th of this month. And then secondly, that the Electoral Commission should be writing steps it intends to take in carrying out the orders of the court as given on the 5th of May, on or before the 29th of May. And for that matter, that has been clearly spelled out that they should do that before the 29th of May, so that the next hearing has been adjourned to the 30th of June. And if you remember, every 30th of June marks the Martyrs' Day celebration. But according to the court, it should have been a holiday for them. But according to judges of the Supreme Court, this matter, as important as it is, they would be sitting on that day. The court will be sitting 1 p.m. to hear the case.
Former PNC National Youth Organizer Abu Ramadan, a legal practitioner, Yaopong says the EC stands the risk of losing public trust if it fails to comply with the court's ruling this time round. He said there are risks of facing prison sentences if such rulings are not complied with. Mr. Opong was of the view that the EC deliberately refused to abide by the court's ruling previously, and this should not be repeated.
For my part, I think that it was not because they did not understand it. And this is my opinion. It was just because they were just unwilling to comply with the orders of the court.
What are the implications if the EC is not able to comply with the directive before the substantive case is heard on June 30? I mean, they have six days to do all these.
This was a matter that started as a constitutional matter, application and enforcement. And in such matters, Article 2 of the Constitution, the people of Ghana have vested the Supreme Court with power to punish anybody or cause to be punished anybody who disrespects or who fails or refuses to comply with this section order after it has interpreted or enforced the Constitution. And therefore, under Article 2, if you are president or vice president, it can be a ground for your impeachment. Of course, that may be a criminal matter. That may also comment on its own. And if you are any other person like myself, then you risk going to visit if the allegation is proven that you have been disrespected, intentionally disrespected, and refused to comply with the Supreme Court, that you can go to prison for not more than 10 years. And you will suffer other like, punishment in relation to your ability to hold public office for a number of years. It is a very serious matter.